Sector Public is a new blog that is going to provide thought leadership for the broad public sector and public service community. We're starting out with a suite of diverse Microsoft writers who are going to write about how technology and innovation are changing the business of the public sector and changing how public service takes place and ultimately how public good is happening. And we're going to bring together a whole bunch of diverse topics under that, including government, including education, including philanthropies, nonprofits, and other things like museums. How are museums changing because of innovation and so on?
And we were talking during the break, you really want to tell stories about the interesting, innovative things that people are doing, really using technology as a tool. But it's really about getting things done.
Right. I firmly believe that technology is a tool, and I think human stories are more interesting than technology stories to many people. And so rather than talk about eight apps or three kinds of phone, I want to talk about eight teachers and three kinds of schools.
Yeah.
And I think the human interest stories are going to be more interesting and more engaging. But clearly we're a technology company and we're very interested in technology and how it's changing things. And so there'll be a very strong technology undertone to the stories about how it's empowering people.
So Chris, what do you hope that people get by coming to Sector Public? And you can find it at sectorpublic.com. But what do you hope people learn? How does it help them?
Well, I think for the most part, what I hope is a better understanding of how Microsoft has a commitment to public service and really towards accelerating public service.
Mm-hmm.
We're a cloud company. We develop a lot of software that's used across public service and education and government. And
one of the most innovative people sometimes forget the amount of innovation that goes on at Microsoft. It's incredible.
Yeah, from a research and development standpoint, absolutely. Yeah. And three of the main areas that we're spending a lot of time innovating on, in particular my team, is around cloud, open, and social technologies. Hmm. And so one good example would be we saw the Pledge for America today with the House Republicans, and a big forum that they created was AmericaSpeakingOut.com mm-hmm. that they use, and that was actually powered by Microsoft technology, cloud technology called Town Hall, which we actually published the source code for. Hmm. And then my team was involved in helping them to deploy it. So those are just examples that we highlight and look towards to really help, as I said, accelerate public service and also provide some thought leadership.
Mark, there was a lot of, when you went to Microsoft, there was a lot of buzz and people going, oh, he's going to Microsoft. And why Microsoft and why do this?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm a PC. I've always been a PC. I truly have. And I've always, truly been empowered by Windows and by Office. And, but as I came to learn more about Microsoft, and got to know some of the people there, including Chris, including Teresa Carlson, our head of federal, who's based here in DC, and others.
One of the smartest people on the planet, Teresa Carlson.
She's terrific. She's a force of nature and does a good job at business and a good job in the community doing other things. I really came to understand that my philosophies about technology and government and public service really were a lot in line with Microsoft's. But beyond that, honestly, they created a job around me and my particular background and interests. And I've had a lot of free range to be able to develop things like Sector Public and other things that we have planned.
But one of the things that's interesting about the site is, and I was clicking through it last night, is it's not in-your-face Microsoft stuff. It's really about, as you said, the human beings using technology to get their jobs done, and that seems to really be what's on here.
Right. I mean, my vision when I started thinking about this a few months ago was that it would look like Mark created a blog sponsored heavily by Microsoft.
Right.
And so you're not going to see a lot of overt writing about our products. We certainly have some great products. In some cases, they will be relevant to these stories. But it is really a story or a place where we can tell stories about people. And I think the way I think about my job is, yes, how can we get something for Microsoft out of some of the things we do? Of course, that's my job and that's what we have to do. But also, how can we empower other people? How can we help foster the government 2.0 community? How can we help foster people interested in technology and public service? So how can I do good for the community by doing good for Microsoft?
Chris, you were, yeah, go ahead.
I just was going to add from our position of why we looked at bringing Mark on too. He's a thought leader in government 2.0, and we have a major investment in helping to shape and understand what's next. What is government 2.0 chapter 2? Because with all of the discussions and really the energy that's coming in around that, now it's about the solutions and it's about actually making government 2.0 real and making a difference with it. And we think that Mark can help us shape that and help guide us and provide some leadership.
Sort of that 2.2 version.
Right.
How do we actually make this? It's cool that you can do these things, mm-hmm. but how does it help us do our job better? And those are kind of the stories you're looking to tell?
Exactly. And there's a lot of technologies involved. I think one of the things you'll see on the site and from our work and what my team does is we aren't wedded to just social media or just cloud technology or just right. open source or commercial software. We're really spanning across those because ultimately those are all just tools to try and get to an end. And that's what the discussion is largely about.
And there were, as I said, it's not in your face, Microsoft. You write about random hacks of kindness, which is a thing where Microsoft and Google and a whole bunch of, you know, people who otherwise, you know, are fighting it out, but they all come together to do this amazing stuff to really help disaster relief areas and create software that helps them do their job better. Powerful mm-hmm. stuff.
I think at the end of the day, we want to write stories that people want to read and share and learn from. And in many cases, I think the audience does not want in your face,
right.
Branding or product names and titles. I think they want to hear about people that are kind of just like them that they can take lessons from.
Before we let you go, you got to talk a little bit about this Geek to Chic.
Right.
Because I happen to be involved with this a little bit.
Right. So Sector Public is the first big thing I've sort of publicly debuted for my job. Geek to Chic will be the second one. And on October 13th at Bloomingdale's in Chevy Chase, Maryland, across the street from where our headquarters is in D.C., we'll be having a fashion show starring 15 geek community leaders who are well known to many people, and we're raising money for the Heart of America Foundation.
Who, great cause.
They promote literacy and they try to make libraries the heart of communities and schools. Mm. So we're raising money for a good cause, but we're also bringing together two different communities, the geek and the chic, the people that hang out with Microsoft and the people that hang out at Bloomingdale's. And so I think the two communities will benefit from getting to know each other better as they network and take part. And as each model walks out, we'll get into their bio a little bit for 30 seconds. And I think people, while raising money for a good cause and while coming out to shop in the store, will also learn a lot about the technology that underlies the heart of Washington, D.C.